two patients here. First patient, Luis, is the first name, L-U-I-S, last name Murillo, spelled M-U-R-I-L-L-O, date of birth 12/27/17, date of service 8/18/23. This is a five-year-old little boy. Mom brings him in due to a cough and running a low-grade fever. He also has lack of energy and some body chills. His temperature upon arrival today was 99.0. No nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Activity intolerance noted when the fever seems to come, period, new paragraph. So symptoms are better with rest, worse on activities, period, new paragraph. Blood pressure 106 over 63, pulse 86, respiration 16, temperature 99, oxygenation 99%, current weight 52 pounds, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history, lives with mom, dad, no association of secondhand smoke. Period and paragraph labs today include a strep test, COVID-19 test, and a flu test. They were all negative. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears do show bilateral tympanic membrane erythema. Left is worse than right. Oral pharyngeal area, erythematous. However, no strawberry tongue, oral mucosa moist, neck is soft. No thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmurs, lungs are clear. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, period, new paragraph assessment and plan, acute otitis media, acute pharyngitis. Patient will receive amoxicillin, 400 per 5 ml, 7.5 ml POBID, number 150 ml, period, new paragraph, cough. Histex PD, 1 ml, 4 times daily, PRN cough, number 30 ml. He is to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, and return to clinic if not improving. Next patient. Next patient, first name Shelley, S-H-E-L-L-Y, last name Weatherford, W-E-A-T-H-E-R-F-O-R-D. Date of birth 7/16/07, date of service 8/23/23. This is a 16-year-old female patient. Here, the complaint of cough and runny nose, also sinus pressure, sinus headache. Patient has had these symptoms now for several days. She also at times feels dizzy, more so when she moves her head left to right or bends over. Period in the paragraph, symptoms are better with rest, worse than activities. She's not taking any medications for relief. Period in the paragraph. Vital signs, blood pressure 123 over 59, pulse 83, respiration 16, temperature 97.9, oxygenation 100% on room air, current weight 218, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history, lives with mom and dad, no association of secondhand smoke. Labs today include a strep test, COVID test, and a flu test. They were all negative. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, there is bilateral tympanic membrane erythema. Canals are grossly clear. Oral pharyngeal area, mild to erythematous. Patient does verbalize pressure over the frontal and maxillary sinuses as well. Neck, soft, thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, the no murmur, positive S1, positive S2. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Normal respiratory effort is observed. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Remainder of exam is unremarkable. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan, acute sinusitis. Patient will receive a Z-Pak to be taken as directed and a Medrol dose pack to be taken as directed. Period, new paragraph, cough, Bromfed DM. 10 ml POQID, number 180 ml, as a PRN medication for cough. Period, new paragraph, she's to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, return to clinic or call me if not improving.